Yeah, a little Warren Zevon's in Lawyers, Guns, and Money. And that applies to about a dozen stories we're talking about today. The bottom line is that there's some crazy going on out there. And the Tennessee legislature is one of those places where when you look at the ratcheting up of kind of chaos and protest is making it it's just insane. And you've got these folks that are wanting to get their little attention, their little time in the headlines by screaming at, throwing stuff at legislators. And it is part of an organized effort that we're seeing around the country. It's not just here. It's the same thing that was thrown at the Covington Catholic School boys. You're seeing the same stuff happening, and it's being orchestrated by a deranged left. I mean, the violence on our campus is being directed at conservatives, the assaults on conservative media. It is out of control, and the only way it's going to stop is if people start speaking up and denouncing those who are either silent about it or encourage it. And that's what we're getting from the Democratic Party these days, because they have no policy pronouncements they can support. They have to throw conniption fits. This morning, there's going to be key legislation voted on in the Tennessee legislature. We've been talking the last several weeks about the heartbeat bill that would protect unborn life when a heartbeat is detected. You've heard some ads from various members of the legislature talking about their role, their encouragement for folks to get engaged and involved on this issue. We've seen in Virginia where the governor of Virginia wants to kill babies after they're born. We've seen in New York where even at the moment of and moment before birth, they want to kill babies who are completely viable and capable of surviving the abortion process if we will let them. Well, Tennessee is moving ahead with legislation in the House. The Senate will presumably take this up in the next week or so. But Robin Smith is one of the proponents of this bill, State Representative Robin Smith, former Republican Party chairman in Tennessee and legislator from down in the Chattanooga area. She's on our Newsmakers line with us right now. Robin, good to have you with us.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. And you guys are going to go into session here in about an hour and a half, and this is one of the first bills that's going to come up today.
It is. The heartbeat bill's here, and it's an interesting time. I was listening to you as I was driving in and heard your discussion about the protests and the violence, and we don't need to miss the connection between when people have a lack of value and a disrespect for each other. There's really no respect for life. And we're seeing this transcend not just the abortion bill. We're seeing this when hot coffee is thrown at the speaker. We're seeing this where people are being inappropriate in their conduct. So mutual respect doesn't just transcend, doesn't just impact the women. But yes, this morning, this bill is very important. And it's really logical, Steve, and I think the listeners will agree that I'm an old cardiac heart transplant nurse. And when I would attend to a patient in a high acuity level, the first thing I would do is look at their heart rate on and their heart rhythm on the monitor, particularly if they happen to be in distress. And one of the key metrics, as you all know, if someone is absent a heartbeat, that's part of pronouncing them dead. So it's very logical that determination of life should begin at assessing the heartbeat. And so this is a very logical thing that I really am a little stunned to hear that there continuing to be debate about this, but it all revolves around someone's misinterpretation of freedom and liberty to be more about license and the fact that they're so disrespectful of life.
Well, and you have some of the Democrats that are arguing against this, saying it will force women to bear to birth babies that are the product of rape or incest. It's like you have the option very early in the process still under the law. This will protect the child once there is a heartbeat.
Correct. That's exactly right. And the heartbeat comes within after the first 6 to 8 weeks. And it is soon. But there, here's the deal. There's provisions for the life of the mother. And we all know that is so rare. Matter of fact, I have had a couple of patients who have had very rare instances. But out of the thousands of people I've ever cared for, it's almost minuscule, and what we have to understand is this is life. If we're going to make available every type of birth control to people, we're making through public health, there's every option for women to have birth control, to have prenatal care. There's all sorts of avenues, and to misrepresent abortion as a type of birth control and a reproductive right is absolutely it's just a reflection of the wrong direction that part of our culture is headed in. And our politics are downstream of culture. And so what we're seeing in this debate is just a reflection of the hearts of some, and we need to make sure and prioritize that the true issue here is that child a person? And yes, the argument is, yes, that child is a person.
Well, and certainly once the child is born, there's no aspect of protecting the mother's life by killing the born baby. Right. And yet that's what they're wanting to pursue in Virginia and other locations as they move this radical approach further and further down the path. State Representative Robin Smith with us talking about the heartbeat bill that's going to come up for a vote in the House. In the Senate, where is it in moving forward in the Senate? I think they've been waiting on the Senate side to see what happens on the House side.
Well, and again, I'm not sure. I can't speak for their particular body. I know that they're in debate. I have not been tuned in to some of their back and forth dialogue. But what I do know is whether it's House District 26, which is shared by Tennessee Senator Beau Watson, it's the same constituency. And Tennesseans, over the course of decades, have been very clear that abortion is not a constitutional right. Abortion is murder. And we're seeing, whether it's this particular bill, previous elections, previous amendments, Tennesseans have spoken very clearly that they choose to stand by the life of the unborn that's carried innocently in the womb of a mother. And so I can't imagine that our Senate colleagues would not feel the pressure to vote the constituent wishes of the district and those voices in Tennessean. And we do forget, despite the fact that on the national level, the Democrats have really gone off the radical end, there remain a lot of conservative independents in this state that would be very supportive of this notion that life begins with the heartbeat in the womb.
Well, and Governor Bill Lee has expressed his support for the legislation as well. Two groups that the Democrats are making big hay out of that are opposing this legislation, a group of Catholic bishops that you would expect to be pro-life, and Tennessee Right to Life that you would expect to be pro-life. What's up with these groups?
Well, with the bishops, you know, what we just watched with the Methodist conference that they just had, it was ironically some of their eldest and highest serving clergy that were pushing for the plan within the Methodist Church to embrace LGBT clergy and sanction transgender and alternative marriages. So I think sometimes the leadership within these denominations lose contact with what the actual scripture, because scripture, whether it's in Psalm, whether it's in Jeremiah, whether it's in the New Testament, life is precious. We're created in the image of Jesus Christ, God our Father, and the Holy Spirit. And so we have to protect life. So scripture, the clergy needs to go back and revisit the scripture that they're supposed to support, not the culture. So they're teaching culture and not Christ.
Worshiping a little bit at the altar of culture and political correctness rather than at the altar in their church and reading the Bible.
That's it. And I can't speak to the Tennessee Right to Life, but my experiences and Steve, you and I go way back to, you know, gosh, I don't want to call us old, but I would call us seasoned.
Yeah, well seasoned. Which explains the salt and pepper in my hair.
I'm decidedly blonde. But the issue about Tennessee Right to Life, I mean, they're a political action committee, and they become relevant based on things that they win and do. And this is not their bill. They have chosen to distance themselves and even come out and oppose this bill because they view this as a litigious, a kind of a pitfall in the courts. And one of the things that I've learned in politics is it's always the right time to do the right thing. And sometimes political action committees they exist to lift up their own agenda.
Well, and not that I would be cynical, Robin, but sometimes these political action group and political activist groups, they raise more money when they lose than when they win. Not that financial motivation.
We're not seeing that at the southern border or anything, are we? No, that never happens.
Hey, let me ask one other quick question. Were you in the vicinity when the we've called it the brouhaha. We've called it the chaos brouhaha at the Capitol. The frothy monkey gate. Were you around when the speaker was attacked along with Deborah Moody with this this thrown coffee cup?
I was. Matter of fact, and I'll try to make this as short as possible. People can go to my Facebook page and see the firsthand account.
By the way, quick question, because I haven't seen a picture of the cup. Were there sugar packets taped to it that would make it an assault cup?
No, there weren't.
Okay. So it was just a standard cup.
It was just a standard cup. But I was actually on the elevator. I was at the speaker's right elbow when or right behind him, and when the cup was thrown at him, and yes, it was really aimed at his head. But Deborah Moody was having a little bit of a respiratory issue on the floor after we had adjourned session last Thursday, and I had been talking to Sabi Kumar, who's an MD, and I'm an RN or BSN, and so we walked over to help our colleague, and Terry Lynn Weaver was there, and we were making sure that she was okay, and we were going to walk her back to the Cordell Hall building, as we always do. And as we exited the chamber, Terry Lynn Weaver was walking in front of Representative Moody, and she was first detained by the gaggle of protesters. And so Representative Moody and I just skirted to her right, and there was an elevator, which is very often held both to and from the Capitol for members when there's a large exit and a large crowd. And we were making our way to go back to Cordell Hall, jumped on the elevator that was being held for members. So it wasn't as if it was some special, unique occasion. It was being held. And at this point, I was kind of oblivious to the fact that at the same time, there had been a press conference being held on the floor of the House. And so as we entered onto the elevator, the most two vocal, now we can say they are criminals, they were arrested. They were there asking some questions. You can see the video.
Shouting and screaming. In about 15 seconds, it appears this is ratcheting up. Is security being ratcheted up as well?
There's no question. Security at Cordell Hall is as high as I've ever seen it in the years that I've been here, and even through the Legislative Plaza.
And it's necessary. I know you've got a 7:30 meeting. Thank you for all you do, my friend. We'll catch up again soon. Hey, this is the Tennessee Star Report. Steve Gill here. We'll be right back in just a moment.